You're listening to Team Talk on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Team Talk till 7 o'clock tonight. He is Sam Houser. I'm Joe O'Neill. As promised, we've got the founder of 505 Sports Venture Foundation on with us. He's on the Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline. Kurt, before we get to 505 Sports Venture Foundation, let's talk hoops, man. Were you as surprised as I was to find out that the Lobos needed to win that game against San Diego State to make the NCAA tournament? I know Richard Pitino was very quick to say, I don't care, I'm tired of talking about it. But you personally, were you surprised to hear that, Kurt?
Yeah, I was. Joe, we were with a group in Las Vegas, and we focused on Thursday night in Boise. We beat Boise, we figure we're in. That happens, we do a little partying, we come to Colorado State, we beat Colorado State handily, we feel like we're in. It would have been, I don't even want to really say it again, we've said it a couple of times. Imagine if a shot doesn't fall here and Ladie makes another shot there and the Lobos lose a heartbreaker and then we watch the selection show and they're not in it. Would have been devastating, but it didn't happen, so forget about it, and it's on to Memphis.
No doubt about it. We're talking to Kurt Roth. He's the founder of 505 Sports Venture Foundation. Visit 505sports.org. That's 505sports.org. Okay, you talked about the group of people that were out in Vegas. A lot of people out in Vegas. So I know there's different levels of being part of 505 Sports Venture Foundation. We're proud to be one of the catalyst members, and we pledged amongst the success of the team throughout the tournament and all that kind of stuff. Are you seeing a lot of people jumping in there, Kurt?
Yeah, we've got a lot of activity in the last week, and we're grateful for it. We have a couple of special events or special promotions coming up starting this evening. We also have on the ESPN Bracketology, there's a 505 SPF bracket contest. And if you register, you qualify for some prizes that we're going to give away, depending on how you do, of course. We're going to give away some awards. So, yeah, things are popping. We're excited. People have been generally supportive throughout, but now, when the results are good, that certainly helps.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, let's face it, Kurt, you have been on the cutting edge of NIL since the decision came down. And, we're looking about the importance of having a solid collective at the University of New Mexico for all sports. Now, for those people listening, would you explain to them the importance of having a solid collective as Coach Richard Pitino and his staff are out recruiting? Obviously, they're selling New Mexico, they're selling the program, they're selling the fan base, but at the same time, these recruits are probably interested in knowing if there's a strong collective attached to it, Kurt.
No doubt about it. It's just one of the, it's a change in the law, just over 2 years old, and it's fact. And student athletes can receive financial compensation for their name, image, and likeness. So that is an important component of the recruiting. And we are competitive, and we need to stay competitive because this staff and Richard and his coaches have done incredible work in 3 years. The foundation of this team is young, and the portal opened on Monday. So I don't have to add 1 + 1. We need to keep the collective strong and grow it, and we will continue to be competitive on basketball and shortly with Bronco in football.
All right, you can visit 505sports.org. That's 505sports.org. You can get more information on the things that they are doing, some of the things that Kurt mentioned there. One of the things that caught my eye is I you know, part of the Lobo Club and got a Lobo Club email in the last few days that was encouraging people to donate to the Lobo Club six-man for basketball, but also had a link to 505 Sports Venture Foundation as well, Kurt. Obviously, you guys are involved with Lobo Sports Property. I see your ads, you know, in the signage in the pit and hear your ads over there on some of the things. So, obviously, there's a tight partnership between you and, you know, the university and trying to hit these goals, I guess is the best way to put it, Kurt.
No doubt about it, Joe. It's a unique situation. It's a strange business model. I don't think of anything else that compares, but we are solidly partnered with the UNM Athletic Department, the Lobo Club, UNM Sports Properties. We're just another part of the whole process, and we're grateful for that partnership. But yes, announcements and drives from the Lobo Club will include 505 SDF.
Do you think, Kurt, does that make everybody stronger together when there's that cross-promotion? Do you think that helps everybody, and is that the goal that everybody's trying to get to? You, the university, everybody trying to help strengthen each other?
No doubt about it. At UNM, that's our goal. You know, the tide rises all the ships. So, you know, if we're all successful at every level, it benefits everyone. Hey, look what happened. I mean, people have given us a lot of credit for the success on the court. Now, we would only have gotten involved with a guy like Richard Pitino. That's what, once I met him, I knew we could be successful. His staff on the court, in recruiting, has done an incredible job. It's just a straight-up trajectory over 3 years. And we would not be successful without them. But we are a very important component. We have two young freshmen, a great sophomore point guard, and the transfer portal. We are doing everything in our power to make the University of New Mexico an attractive place, not only for recruits, but right now we're focused on retention. We have an incredible base of talent on that basketball team, and we can retain it, bring these guys back, and supplement it. I'm comfortable that we're going to have a really strong team next year and for the foreseeable future. But it's up to the public to help out.
505sports.org is where you can go to help out and be a part of this whole project going forward, the whole collective, and be a part of it. 505sports.org, as we hear more of that as part of the messaging from coaches, recruiting and retaining, being a part of that, Kurt. So watching the four games on TV, watching on CBS Sports Network, the championship game on CBS, seeing the crowds, hearing the crowds, as close as you're going to get to home games at the Pit. I mean, obviously, you've been going to the Mountain West tournament a long, long time, and it's been known as Pit West for a while. But I'm just curious, from your perspective, what was unique about this year with the large Lobo contingent that was out there at the Thomas and Mack?
Well, I think what was unique was it was kind of fresh, in the sense that over the years it had morphed into a huge, huge contingent. But we were ready for success. We expected success. Not to say we didn't expect it, but it was a tough road. So this team trailed in four games for just over 7 minutes. I think the excitement just grew and grew and grew. And that was kind of a different thing. There wasn't the expectation that we were going to win this thing. It was like, let's pull this team together. Let's get behind them. They're giving it all, and you could see it on the court. The hustle and the defense was just extraordinary over the four games. So it was a little different type of crowd. It was a very enthusiastic, you know, it was a grateful crowd.
So a lot of times when we have guests that come on that are not from New Mexico, that aren't attached to anything New Mexico, we like to ask them, you know, or I shouldn't even say we, I don't even want to take credit for this one. Joe likes to ask if they'd ever been through Albuquerque before. So I'm going to ask you, Kurt, have you been through Memphis before?
I have. I won't tell the story. It involved driving back from Albuquerque to the East Coast after my freshman year. We had a stopover in Memphis that lasted longer than we expected, and I won't go into details, even though it's 49 years ago.
Yeah, a road trip in the, what, mid-70s? Yeah, we'll let that one rest.
Summer of May of 1974.
There you go.
I think all the records are expunged.
Yeah, we're way past the statute of limitations
and
on that
plus,
one.
Plus, Kurt's an attorney, so you know he could you know figure
trust
it
that
all
judgment.
Out. All right, Kurt. Well, again, 505sports.net or .org. Excuse me, 505sports.org is where they can go and get all your information. And again, you know, a team that you know, a program that was in pretty bad shape before Coach Richard Pitino came in, you know, was able to get through the COVID year, an NIT berth last year, the NCAA berth this year, and, you know, 505 Sports Venture Foundation was there at the cutting edge of the NIL opportunity. Anything, I'm going to plug, in case people are wondering, hey, I want to go to Memphis, but it's way too expensive. Bobby Aragon, who's done many a bus trips over the years, he's going to do one to Memphis. And so I'm going to give you the information right now in order to track this down. It's area code 505. I'll just put that one aside. The number, if you're interested, and there's individual occupancies, double occupancies, charter bus only options available, you can call Bobby at 505-974-0215, 974-0215. It's on the 505 Sports Venture Foundation Twitter handle if you want more information. But again, 974-0215 if you want to be on that bus trip. So, Kurt, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. And also, again, you know, many thanks for all the efforts that you're putting into this, your staff. It really seems like you're gaining momentum. And I love seeing the connection because we're seeing it in so many other, you know, with we do research on teams. You know, we're talking about them on Team Talk here, and you go to websites of different programs, football, basketball, whatever, and there's like tie-ins between the university website and, you know, letting people know about the collectives that are in this area, in their area, and obviously we're letting people know about the collective that is associated with the Lobos that you're involved with, 505 Sports Ventures Foundation, 505 Sports Venture Foundation. Go to 505sports.org. All right, Kurt, thank you so much. Good luck to the Lobos in Memphis, and hopefully this trip to Memphis goes a little bit better than back in 1974, Kurt.
Yeah, well, it went okay in 74, kind of. We were 19, remember, Joe. Yeah, we're ready to roll into Memphis, looking for the best out of the Lobos. Hopefully we can come on next week and talk about heading to Los Angeles.
How about that? That would be...
How about that?
And the first Sweet 16 in the history of the program.
Let's take one game at a time, though, all right? I'll talk to you, Joe. Thanks, Sam.
Exactly. Kurt's no dummy. He's like, let's get past Clemson first. I'm with him on that. All right, well, got so into the college game yesterday. One thing that we didn't do is have a chance to complete the circle on what a great NUSENDA NMAA basketball tournament that you heard here from Tuesday through Saturday night at about 11 o'clock. When we come back, we're going to talk to a couple of state champions. You're listening to Team Talk, coaches of state championship teams. Let's put it that way. You're listening to Team Talk, ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.